Well, many things. I think most proud of the style by which our administration functioned. And the first thing we did when we took office was literally take down the barricades between the public and the mayor's office. And what that did was announce to the world that we're open for business and that we want to meet with everyone. And we've held open office hours. We have put a whole diverse population on land use boards and all the boards and committees that I've initiated to get very specific projects and priorities moving forward for the city, such as human rights, arts commission. I'm most proud of the fact that we were able to secure 166 acres on West Avenue as forever in perpetuity for open space and farmland protection. So that's the Pitney Farm. Code Blue has been enormously successful, and we clearly still need a permanent home for that. I'm very happy with the way our relationship has been going with both the state and federal governments and the funding that we've received for being a more walkable, safer community have been extremely impressive. The Greenbelt Trail is continuing to get constructed. We're about to start the downtown connector. So I feel really good about that as well. And of course, lastly, the most recent success that the administration has achieved is the workforce housing projects, which will most likely begin breaking ground in the spring. But to put all those together, those packages of workforce housing with the developer, with the economic development team, with the funding, with the city council initiative or incentives for building these workforce housing, it's taken a while, and it's years in the making, and that's why two-year terms are very difficult. But the fact that I was here for two terms as mayor and then 8 years, four terms as city supervisor, I feel like the 12 years of public service gave me a great opportunity for that continuity and that leadership for the city.
Well, continuity is a good point to jump onto because Meg Kelly, your deputy mayor, will be taking over as mayor in January. So what is going to be continuing? Is there any initiatives that are in the works now that Meg has a lot of experience working on that will be a smoother transition into the new year?
Well, I'm proud to say that I will not be leaving her with any unresolved labor contracts. As I experienced when I took office 4 years ago, all of them were unresolved. And so we've been keeping up with all the labor contracts and getting those approved. So there's a lot of very smooth transition this time. And I think the public's going to benefit from that tremendously. We have several projects that we've been working on together that unfortunately, for either a legal reason or just because things take longer than we always expect, are going to be continuing, such as the Geyser Road Trail construction. That will move now into next year. Also, the Unified Development Ordinance, which is considered the UDO, which is where we're bringing all our zoning ordinances together to reflect the updated comprehensive plan that we also accomplished in the last 4 years. That will continue. There'll be additional board appointments that I think she's already thinking about that are very important for this city, and we'll continue the good workforce housing that we've already started.
So what's next for you? Are you still going to be sticking around town? Any interest in staying active in local politics?
I'm going to definitely be active. People are asking me to continue to be a voice for a lot of different issues that we've started working on, and I certainly am not going anywhere. However, I am accepting a position in the near future that will allow me to continue to work for the people, to continue to work on issues that are important in this city and this state, and get paid for it, which has been a difficult situation when the mayor here in Saratoga Springs only makes $14,000. I'm also going to do a lot of writing and speaking on issues that I care so much about, and right now also going to be working on a statewide level on women's issues. And I think that's really important to raise money for good women candidates and issues that can help this constituency move forward in a much more effective way.
So is there anything that you wanted to say to the people of Saratoga Springs?
Well, it's been a true honor and a pleasure to be their supervisor and their mayor. I can't thank them enough. I love the fact that this community is so engaged in the issues and the process, and I continue to hope that they stay involved and stay on top of everything that our elected officials are doing or not doing. Please hold us all accountable. That's my message to them. And I also want to say that Meg will find this too, and I think every other mayor would say this, that it's much more rigorous than we ever imagined, meaning that it's not a part-time job or a full-time job. It's a lifestyle. And I'm looking forward to really being able to get back in touch with friends and spend more time with family who now are grown children all over the country. And you really just don't have time for a lot of that when you're serving. And as I said earlier, I just can't thank the public enough. I think it's been a great opportunity, but I am looking forward to a little bit more of a personal life.